McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Some have called it the storm of the century. Hurricane Matthew's outer bands of wind and rain virtually cover the U.S. state of Florida, with the eye of the storm just off the eastern coast. Thousands of residents along Florida's Atlantic coast have left the area anticipating Matthew's possible impact. Rafael LeMater is with the U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency.
We hope, of course, that those impacts are not very severe, but the truth is we have to plan for the worst. And that's exactly what we're doing right now.
Before making its way to the U.S., the powerful storm pounded numerous Caribbean islands, leaving hundreds dead. Haiti appears to be the hardest hit, with more than 300 deaths reported. Noan Hashern is with the Red Cross. He speaks with VOA from Haiti.
It's a major disaster. It's the largest disaster since the earthquake in 2010, and it's the largest storm in the last 50 years. It looks like there's a tremendous amount of need. Over 350,000 people are in need of assistance. We're looking at over 16,000 people have been displaced.
World Bank has a team in Haiti and is in the process of allocating funds to help with relief efforts. United States Special Envoy, the United Nations, that is, Special Envoy for Syria, Stephen D. Mistura, says that eastern Aleppo could be totally destroyed by the end of the year due to the military activities in the city, where some 275,000 civilians are besieged. He and his special advisor, Jan Egelin, have just called for the rebel group al-Nusra to see the destruction and devastation their actions are causing on the civilians in the country. Meantime, Islamic State claiming responsibility for a bomb that killed 20. This is VOA News. As Iraqi troops gear up to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State, coalition officials are saying 45,000 troops will be needed to remain in the city after its recapture in order to maintain security. That story now from VOA's Carla Babb.
Estimates say the massive force backed by coalition airstrikes will take on between 3,000 and 5,000 Islamic State fighters entrenched in the city. Officials say some Iraqi soldiers will need about 2 more weeks of training to prepare. These troops have already been fighting in different parts of the country. The coalition says Islamic State forces face inevitable defeat in Mosul. A coalition official says a force of 30,000 to 45,000 will remain in and around the city after the battle to keep IS forces from coming back in. Police from Nineveh province and local tribal forces will secure areas inside the city. Forces that are not local will take part in protecting Mosul, but will safeguard areas outside the city. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.